Hello.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. I was returning a missed call.
Hi, yes, this is Devin Breen calling. My aunt spoke to you, I believe, last Monday, Lisa Saracen, about contacting Keystone, which her coordinator is, like, very behind. I'm just wondering if there were any updates, if you were able to reach out to them.
Let me take a look. What's the patient's name?
Lisa.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because I know I'm getting my, I got the TB blood work done, and then I'm getting the fingerprint done today. So I was just wondering, like, when we would be starting.
Right. Okay. So
yeah.
The last time I spoke with the service coordinator, he told me that he was trying to arrange a time for an assessment for Lisa. Do you know if the assessment was done yet?
No. So he hasn't even reached out to her. He hasn't gotten back to her in, like, 2 weeks.
He hasn't gotten back to her about the assessment?
No, and she's been reaching out to him. So she spoke to someone from your guys' company, and they said they were just going to reach out to Keystone themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to follow up to see if anything was done since then. We'll reach out to the Keystone account manager. We'll try to get through to see if there's a way they can switch the service coordinator or, you know, speak to him and see what's going on. I'll notify you with any updates, but just as a general rule, if an assessment still needs to be done, then once the assessment is done, it takes about 7 to 10 days until we receive an authorization from when the hours are approved. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. So the assessment will basically give you a timeline to know when, but we'll work now on trying to get that assessment scheduled.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.